Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Today, the District Attorney's Office served an arrest warrant on Eureka Police Department Sergeant Adam Laird for assault under color of authority and filing a false police report. The warrant was the result of a joint criminal investigation conducted by EPD detectives and DA investigators. The investigation began due to information from a Eureka police officer regarding alleged criminal misconduct committed by Sergeant Laird. Sergeant Laird was booked into county jail and was released after posting bail. No further information is being released as the investigation is still ongoing. On Tuesday, thanks to information from the Iowa State Police, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served search warrants at two residences in McKinleyville. On Monday, Iowa State Police officers stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation and noticed the smell of marijuana emanating from the vehicle. After searching the car, they located approximately $95,000 in cash, along with a small amount of marijuana. After seizing the cash and writing the suspects a citation, the Drug Task Force was contacted and informed of the suspect's connection to Humboldt County. After searching both of the suspects' McKinleyville residences, agents located approximately 3 pounds of hash, 224 grams of hash oil, 54 pounds of processed marijuana, suspected LSD, and 546 growing marijuana plants, along with scales and paperwork. No arrests have been made at this time. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Drug Task Force. Suddenlink Communication reports that another fiber optic cable has been cut in Humboldt County. The vandalism happened around 1 o'clock this morning, and Suddenlink technicians have been dispatched to the scene to conduct repairs. The damage estimate for the latest act of vandalism is estimated at $10,000. The vandals cut the fiber optic cable near Lorenz Lane and Old Arcata Road, and full service is not expected to be restored to customers until this evening. Suddenlink has upped its offer of a reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible to $10,000. And the sheriff's office reported last week that it had identified suspects in the vandalism. Anyone with information is asked to contact either Suddenlink or the sheriff's office. The district attorney's office announced on Tuesday that Delbert King has been convicted of driving under the influence after a jury found him guilty. King was stopped last October at a Hoopa gas station by tribal police, and then a CHP officer was called to the scene to conduct a field sobriety test. King performed poorly on the sobriety test and then refused to take a chemical test to determine any blood alcohol content. King was sentenced to a 20-day jail term and fined $3,100. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The fate of controversial fees imposed on rural property owners remains in limbo in Sacramento. Republican lawmakers have introduced legislation that would repeal the $150 state responsibility area fire fee, while Assemblyman Wes Chesbro pulled his latest proposal from consideration on Monday. That proposal would shift the funding burden to property insurance policyholders. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza is having none of it, maintaining it's simply a tax urban residents will pay and from which they will receive no benefit.
Yeah, I'm not pleased with the current system. I think that's probably a violation of Prop 218. I think it's a tax, and I don't think that they're necessarily delivering a service for what to everybody that they're charging.
Mendoza recognizes that Cal Fire needs its funding. He just doesn't believe it should be done in this manner.
Obviously, Cal Fire is a great agency. They do a huge service. I mean, I know that they're really budget strapped, and it's certainly not the fault of our friends that work at Cal Fire. The responsibility goes, again, to Sacramento and their budget funding.
Changes to the fire fee setup are on the way. It's just unknown at this time what those changes may be. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.